special place, you can find it just about.
Anywhere.
And if someone accidentally slips and falls this way, you say he falls.
Backwards.
And that way.
Forwards.
Say if I go fishing and just have awful luck. Somebody asks me, well, did you catch anything? I might say no.
Not a one.
Or if a schoolboy has just gotten burned up by his teacher, he might say, well, I don't understand that. I did anything wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Or if someone accidentally breaks something of yours, very apologetic, you might say, I don't worry about it, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Or if you come across a child that's just crying his eyes out, why, you might say, well, so-and-so has a lot of candy and he didn't give me
any.
Or if you're to indicate probability, talking about a spoiled child, you might say, well, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Something that you would put there.
I wouldn't put anything there. I would say he'll probably have his trouble.
Would you ever?
I wouldn't even say he would probably have his trouble. I would say he will probably have trouble.
Would you ever say maybe more than likely, or like as not, or something?
I doubt that I would.
These trenches cut out by a plow, you call them?
Furrows.
And talking about a farmer, if he has a good yield, he would say he raised a big
crop.
Talking about land that has a lot of bushes and trees on it, if he wants to put it to cultivation, you'd say he did what to it?
He cleared it.
Do you know of any names for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
No. I wanted to say new ground there, but I think I've just heard someone say that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about, say, if a farmer has just cut his hay off the field when it comes up again right after that? Anything you would call that?
No, I don't know.
But what about, say, a crop that comes up even though the farmer didn't plant it? Anything for that?
No.
Okay.
Although I've got some marigolds out there that I didn't plant, which I suppose are coming up from last year.
Well, I don't know if you know anything about growing wheat or not, but say,
nope.
If you
go ahead.
Cut the wheat. Do you have any idea what you would call the thing you tied up into?
I've heard of a shock. I've heard of a sheaf.
Say if you take those things and stack them all together, anything that you would call the result?
No.
Okay. If a farmer is talking in terms of
a bundle of sheaves, that sounds like a natural thing to say. Okay.
If a farmer is talking in terms of yield per acre, you might say you raise so many per acre.
Bushels.
And this stuff, this grain that horses particularly like to eat, those are.
But in Scotland, supports the people,
right.
Oats.
Right. What do you say you do to them to separate the grain from the chaff?
Oats are thrashed.
Okay, the pronouns. Say if we're going somewhere together, you say that and.
You and I are going.
Or if we have to do a job, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Or if you and some other fellow are going somewhere, you say that and.
He and I are going.
And if you want to identify yourself without using your name, you say it's.
It's me.
Or let's say another girl, you would say.
It's her. Now, there is an exception to that. My mother once caught me answering the telephone saying this is her, and she read me a long lecture about how that was grammatically incorrect, and she so thoroughly intimidated me that I always say this is she, but only when answering the telephone. My mother was very particular about things like that.
Okay. What if you identify a man without using his name? You say it's
him.
And a group of people.
It's them.
And comparing how tall you are, you say, well, he's not as tall.
He's not as tall as I am.
Or the other way around, you might say,
I'm not as tall as he is.
Or comparing how well you can do something, you would say that he can do it better.
Better than I can.
Talking about a man who's been running after 2 miles, he has to 2 miles is?
2 miles is the furthest he could go. Is that right? Is that what I'd say? Now, I don't mean is that right. 2 miles is the farthest he could go, the furthest he could go. I don't know which I'd say. I might say either one.
Talking about possess, if something belongs to me, you say that's...
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
ours.